this Hamad is pretty much totally mathematical computations, and we're just going to learn it straight through. Okay, and you'll know it as well as I do. I hope better. Okay, Tana, Chachi, Chachi, Chetcha, Vatami Tumasochlin. We had before that the shear of two sudos, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka, is a kicker that's sold for a punyan when they're selling four saw with a seller. And Rabbi Shimon says two-thirds of that. That one kicker, three kikrim is a kav. And the Gemara explained that even according to Rabbi Yochanan and Bruka, it's not exact because you have to take off a half for the, what's it called, for the profit of the baker. So the Gemara says half of that is metami begadim bebeis hamenuga, which we explained yesterday, and another half of that is pasos the gviya. The person eats that amount of tame food, he's not allowed to eat truma. And if he eats truma, the truma becomes pasul. So now the Gemara says the chachi chetzia the tame tumasochlin. Another half of that, what's it called? A quarter of the chachi chachi chetzia, a eighth of the what's it called original shear is the amount that's matami tumasochlin. There's a machlokus throughout Shas what that means. One shot is that something's not makabel tuma unless it's this shear. Less than that's not makabel tuma. Pashtus, it's not like that. That it is makabel tuma, just not matami other things less than this shear. But makabel tuma, it's makabel tuma with any amount. Just not matami other things. It could be even the one mandiomer who holds that it's not even makabel tuma with them less than this year, that's only Minatora. In the Rabbanan, it's Makabel Tuma, even less than this year. But Minatora, the one who holds that it's not Makabel Tuma, holds them in the Rabbanan, at least it is. Okay. So, Rashi, V'chatzi, chatzi, chetzia, a half of a half of a half, an eighth of the original shear is Matami Tuma Sochlin. Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch HaKadishle, Dainu Kibeya Chosaravia, comes out to be what's it called, three quarters of a beya. How so? Sharihu Shir Bekicker Shorovaka. And he made this his cheshbin with a kicker that's a half of it's a quarter of a kav. Yidomer Mechtus Scharlich and Vadi. Like we said, they have to take off half for the what's it called for the profit of the baker. Nimser kicker bepunyan, if a kicker is being sold with a punyan, rove a kav. That kicker is a quarter of a kav. If you take off the half for the profit of the baker. So the shear of what's it called of eruv is a quarter of a kav. A shear of what's it called of a shnei sudos, which is six bayim. Because in a kav, there are 24 bayim. So a quarter of a kav is six bayim. Chetzia, half of that is bayis hamenuga, is three bayim. The bayis hamenuga. Chatzi chetzia, a half of that is a half bayim and a half. The tzula sagvia. And another half of that, or the tumas ochlim, gimel revoi bayim. Right? Half of a bayim and a half is three quarters of a bayim. Rab Shimon, Shashir, the kicker be gimel the kav, kicker shlema chesh beitzim. According to Rab Shimon, who made the cheshbon differently, that there are what's it called nine sudas to a kicker, and two sudas is two ninths of a kicker, so there are eight beitzim. So each kicker is a third of a kav. The mela it's eight beitzim because a kav is 24 beitzim. So it's eight beitzim. Chetzia dalet, half of that is four. That's for bayis hamenuga. Chatzi chetzia is two. That's for psul agviya. And Chatzi Chatzi Chetzia is a one full day. So according to Yochum and Bruker, the amount that's Matami Tumas Ochlin is 3/4 of a day, and according to Rav Shimon, one full day. Where it says, the Tani Didan, my time alo Tani Tumas Ochlin, why didn't our Tani only went as far as, as Psula Gavia, half of a half. He didn't take it the one step further, that a half of that is Matami Tumas Ochlin. Why didn't he include this as part of the Shiurim? Mishum de lo shovu shurai la adadi, because it's not exactly the same. It's not exactly a half of what is pasul's, the gedia is what is matami tumas ochlin. The tanya, we'll see that it's not, they're not dependent one completely on the other. Tumas ochlin depends on the amount of food that you can swallow at once. That's in your beis ablia. And that's not exactly the same, it's close to the shiurim of a half, of a half, of a half, of a suda. Now, anyway, you see that. The Tanya, kama shir chatzi pras. How much is the shir of a half a pras, right? That, what's it called? That's the amount. That is, what's it called? Nebayis haminuka. Beis beisim chaser kima. So, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shear is 2 beitzim, less a little bit. Rashi, lo shavi shurai ladadi, lo havi shear tumas ochlin chatzi shear psil gedia mitzumtzum. The shear of the amount that's matame tumas ochlin is not exactly half of the shear of what's matame tumas gedia. No, it's a little bit less than that. El yeshomrim pachos, the yeshomrim yoser. Some holds it's a little bit more, less, and some holds a little bit more. Now we'll see who. The Tanya, kama shir chatzi pras. The chatzi pras is the half of the, what's it called, the 2 sudas. How much is a chatzi pras? That's posel sagvia. How much is that? So it's 2 beitzim, less a little bit. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Right. Chaser kima. The beitzim ktanim shiru. When they made the shear of the chatzi pras, they use small eggs. They're different size eggs. So if you have an average egg, and you make the shear in small eggs, you're going to get less than the shear in an average egg. V'aliba d'Rab Shimon, d'homer masisim beis beitzim. According to Rab Shimon, the shear of psul gevia, like we saw before, is 2 beitzim. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you make the shear of what's it called, of that chatzi pras, you don't use average eggs, which you're supposed to use normally. You use small eggs. And that way, the shear is a little bit less than 2 average eggs. Okay. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi on there, beis beitzim shochakos. Rabbi Yossi holds just the opposite. It's 2 bigger eggs, more than an average egg. Because when you make the shear, you mishayer it with more bigger than average eggs. Okay. So, shear Rebbe, beis beitzim, v'od, and Rebbe made it the shear, 2 eggs, plus a little bit. Kama v'od, how much is that plus? Echod mi esrim beitzah. 1/20 of a beitza per beitza extra. Right? That's an extra 10th for 2 beitza. Okay? An extra 10th of a beitza. Rashi. Shir Rebbe so achas. Shehuva lefonav. Umatzel aminyin kabim shebo yosem michavtalet beitzim lekav. Rebbe was Mishire. They brought him a kav and he divided it into beitzim. And he saw there's more than 24 beitzim. We said the 24 beitzim to a kav. He found there's a little bit extra. The hainu l'kikr shoshlishis a kav, yosra miches, miches. Right? Therefore, if you're a kikr is a third of a kav, it should be 8 beitzim. But there was more than 8 beitzim. A little bit more. The chetzi yosra al dalet. The male, a half of that is a little bit more than 4. The chatzi chetzia beis beitzim v'od. and a half of that, which is the shear of Tumas Ochlin, was a little bit more than two beitzim. Not exactly two beitzim. V'od echad mikost the beitza the chol beitza, the hainu l'chatzi pras, echad me'eser the beitza tosefes. And the, how much is the extra? 1/20 of an egg per egg. So if the shear of Tumas Ochlin is two eggs, you have to add 2/20, which is a tenth. The yesh is shown in echad mimem the beitza, mafar shele beza beitzim tosefes echad mimem, the sulo, v'ametaktik v'loshen azeh yefshel amida v'kamon v'anishneim shamati. There's another gears over here, that's 1/40. So two of them is 1/20. But Rashi says it's impossible to make that work out with all sugya, so we'll just ignore it for now. So Neila, it's not exactly the same. When you mashire Tumas Ochlin, like we said, the reason is that the shear of Tumas Ochlin is not dependent on the shear of a Suda. It's dependent on another cheshbon. It happens to come out very close, but it's not exactly the same. Rav Dosa Omer, one second. Ve'ilu gabi Tumas Ochlin, Tanya. So this is how much the shear of a Chatzi Pras is. The Chatzi Pras is Tumas Gevia. Okay? And according to this, it should come out that if you keep making the cheshbonos down, right, it's going to come out to either a little bit less than two beitzim. No, it's going to come out to a little bit less than a beya or a little bit more. It's not going to be exactly a beya. And by Tumas Ochlin it says, Tanya, Reb Nosson, Reb Dosa Amru, Kebeya Shamru, when they were shire with a beya, but Tumas Ochlin, Kamoo Klipasa. You need the inside of the egg plus the shell. The Chachamim Romrim, Kamoa below Klipasa. The Chachamim hold, you shire only with the contents of the egg, not the shell. Omer Raphim Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chisda, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. This is what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi say. Avo Chachamim Omrim, Kibeyu Mechza Shochakos. You need an egg and a half to be Metame Tumas Ochlin, and a bigger egg. Uman Chachamim, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Who's the Chachamim? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. Why? Because he has the, what's it called, according to him, right, a chatzi pras is 3/4 of a beya. So a chatzi pras is a beya and a half. That's what we said before. So that's according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, the shear of a chatzi pras is, what's it called, is 1.5 beya. So that's pashut. But he says, no, he's come to tell me that they're big beya. Not average beitzim, but 1.5 big beitzim. Pshita, shochakos asashmira. Came to tell me that when Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka made the cheshbon, you have to make the cheshbon with big eggs, not with average size eggs. Rashi, Netanya, kama shir chatzi pras, with salsa gdia. How much is the shir of a chatzi pras? Right, the half of the two sudas. How much is that? That's pasul b'gviya. Chasur kima. No, half of the amount that, what's it called, that you have to eat to make your clothing tameh in a beisa menuga. That's a pras. And the original shear is two sudas. The half of that is a pras. It's half of two sudas. It's one suda. And half of that is what passes the Gevia. That's a chatzi pras. So how much is that? Chaser kima. It's what's it called? Two eggs less a little bit. The beitzim k'tanim shurim. Valiver of Shimon Dor Masis and beis beitzim. Shir Rebbe so acha shuva l'fana. U'matzal aminyin k'tanim shuva yosem yichofal beitzim l'kath. Dain l'kikur shosvish. Oh, he's already. Kamoa was the next Rashi. Kamoa kliposa, amalo shavi, lechatzi shir, the psul gavir. if you have to count it, the egg plus the shell, it's not exactly half of the shear of Psul Gevir. Deal Rabbi Yehuda, Chosher Kima boy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be a little bit less. Deal Rabbi Yossi, Beo Kliposa, Shochekes boy. According to Rabbi Yossi, you need a Beo plus its shell, big Beitzim. Deal Rabbi Rebbe, Baodos boy, Dino Tve. According to Rebbe, you have to add that extra 20th per Beo. So, according to all of them, it's not going to be the same shear. Below Kliposa, Nomi Zutu Tve. It's even less than the shear of a full egg. Afilum Mipalge Shuri, the Chatzipras. It's even less than half of the shear of a Chatzipras for Behuda. Less than what he said. And his is less than what the normal Chatzipras would be. Zutu for Behuda, Rabbi Yossi, Hach Braisa, the Chatzipras Leo. The price that we had before of what is a chatzi pras, that only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And there's difference of opinion in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi of being before. But the chachamim hold differently. Who are the chachamim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka. Vokim v'alibay, the bekikar shal rova akav, v'vdeitzim. Right? And a kikar, which is a rova akav, because you have to take off half for the baker's profit. So it comes out, a kikar is only a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is 6 beitzim. Shir leiv, half of that is 3 beitzim. Half of that is a bay and a half. Right? So Mela, the shir of Tumas Ochlim, according to him, the shir of Chatzipras, of a Tumas Hagvia, is 1.5 beitzim. So he holds that the shear is a bay and a half of a chatzi pras. Pshita, the Rav Chista Kufay, hachi ok mele'er, tzemei amechzlach and money. What's the chiddush? Rav Chista already told us that according to Rav Yochanan ben Broka, all you need is 1.5 beitzim to be a chatzi pras. So what's the big chiddush now? So the chiddush is that bay and a half is not measured with average eggs, measured with bigger eggs. Okay. Kiyosar of Dimi, Omar, when Dimi came, he reported the following. Shigar Bonios, Bonios, name of a person, sent to Rebbe Mudya the Kundis, Dimin Nehusa. He sent him a kav of food that came from Nehusa. This shear of a kav. The Shia Rebbe, Moson Ushvayas Rebbein. And he came out with 217 beitzim in that kav. Rashi. Mo budjit kundo, so shema so, not a kav, a so is four kavim. So in four kavim, there was 217 beitzim. Lechora, in four kavim, there should only be 96 beitzim. Because there are 24 kavim, 24 beitzim to a kav, and a saw is 4 kavim. 4 times 24 is 96. So where do you get 217 beitzim? Demin hu Samuel Samako. Samara says, what kind of saw was this? There are three different measurements for a saw. The original saw was 24 beitzim. That's called saw midbaris. That was the measure of a saw in the midbar. And there were 24 beitzim in a kav, and 4 kavim in the saw, 96 beitzim. So if he got a saw, like what's it called, like a midbar, kuf mendal navia, what's that going to get, kuf mendal, 144 beitzim. Ah, I made a mistake. A saw is not 4 kavim, it's 6 kavim. 6 kavim in a saw. So it would be 144 beitzim, not 217. The Idi Rishalmis, the Rishalmis is, they added a sixth onto the original saw, and it became a sixth bigger, which means really a fifth bigger. Because they added one fifth, and when you add it, it becomes a sixth of the total. Okay? If you have five and you add one fifth, then now you have six. So that now that one becomes a sixth of the total. So if they originally had 144, add a fifth of the original 144 to the total, what will you get? A fifth of 144 is 2. 28 and 4 fifths. Yeah? Multiply that, now add that to the 144, and you'll get about 173. Right. So it's only 173. We're still not up to 217. So it can't be that he was Mishayer, a saw, Yerushalmis. He did Tziporis. A saw Tzipori was another sixth bigger. They added another fifth. So it's a sixth bigger than the Yerushalmi. So now, add another fifth of the Yerushalmi. So a fifth of 173 will be what? 573 is 3, 23, 3 and 34 and 2 thirds. Yeah? And 3, no, and 3 fifths. 34 and 3 fifths. Add that to the 173 and you'll get 207. Yeah? Unless you Rashi, you see. The Idir Shalmis, Damrin Lekamot, Dodefesh Tus, Alsa, Shoisavi Menosha, they added an extra sixth, meaning an extra fifth, to the saw of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Ushtil Sivil Bibachutz, they got the sixth from outside, the Ainu Chamishis, which is an extra fifth. It becomes a sixth when you add it on. Kishir Rishon, Harin Sosfu, Kaf Al Kuf, 20 for 100, Vin Sosfu Chamishis Amem, the Ainu Ches, right? And then for the next 40, there's 144. So you have of 20 for the 100, 8 for the 40, right? And for the extra 4, Be'a Chasr Chomish, 4 fifths of an egg is a fifth of 4. Hari Tosef is Chavtes Chasr Chomish. Altogether, 29 less a fifth, 28 and 4 fifths, so we said. Tnei Malkuf Mem Damit, add that to the original 144, and you get 173. Ubahu Patsirchum Shalota. It's not really 173. It's 173 less a fifth. But that, since it's rounded it off. The Iditziporis, which is an extra fifth bigger than the Rushalmis, Domer Lekamon, Damir Lekamon, Yeser Rushalmis, Shtus, Belevar. Same thing. An extra sixth from the outside, which is a fifth from the inside. Then you have 207. Lameya, if you have a fifth of 100, is 20. Tosefes, Laayim, for the 70, is 14. So you already have 114 extra. Shein Chomesh Shalayim, Shein Sofes Aleyim, Chelek Hamishi, Shemitchilu Chelek Shishi, Lamida Gdola, Dainu Shtos Mlavar, Kolomar, Ala Chamisha, Aviu Shishi Benachutz, Hari Tosefes Lamed Dalet, Tnei Malkufa in Gimel, Hari Rei Zayin. Right? You add, what's it called now? So it comes out to be 207, plus you have also three Beits in that you have to take a fifth of. So a fifth of three is what? Three fifths. Yeah? Fifth of three. Right? So it's really going to be another three fifths of a day. So Gibel Abesim, Shlosha Chumshim Lota. Sorry, Michesh, Narishan, Chosr Chomish, Same Mikimel Eila, because even the first one, you were missing a fifth. Wasn't exactly the number. So now, it's even less than three fifths added. Ela Chomish, Lo Nishra, Afilu Chatzi Beitza. It's not even left a half a Beitza, because it's less than three fifths. The male didn't count it. So we still don't know which saw. A saw Midbari would have been 144 Beitzim. A saw Yerushalmi would have been 173 Beitzim. Asur Chipori would have been 207. Where did Rebbe get 217? So, Ella, Aishi Chalsa, Shodi. Now, what he did, they brought him a saw plus the amount that you would have to take challah off and be left with a saw. So when he figured 217 beitzim, it wasn't in a pure saw. It was in a saw plus the amount that you take, that the challah that you would take off to leave a saw was included. How much is the challah? Tindy. 8 beitzim is the kala, the chal. So it's only what? 215. And he had 217. Still not exact. Akati Botzerle, still less than Rabbi Yehuda's 217. Right? Rabbi's 217. Elahai Siva Odos, the Rabbi, Shavi Elayu. You have to add the oats, the 1/20th. Per beitza, right, that Rebbe added to all the beitza, because you have to make the cheshbon with a bigger beta. So his 217 was adding the 20th, okay? Someone says, Yehachi Avalei Tvei, that's the case. If you had a 20th of a beta per 215 beitzim, it's going to come out more than 217 total. Given the lohadik a beitza lochoshivle, since it doesn't come out to an extra beitza complete, they didn't cheshbon it. It came out to 217 and a fraction. Mamela, they didn't count the fraction. Rashi will tell us what the fraction was. I see chalsa shodi alayu. The saw zu shehuva lefonav. The saw they brought to Rebbe, or it's a saw tziporis. It was a saw tziporis that would have had 207 beitzim, the chalsa, kshigitlu chalsa tavar alsa. It had an extra amount that if you would have taken off that amount for chala, it would you'd be left with a saw. That's what it means they brought him a saw. They brought him a saw that would be left after you took off chala. The sheer chala, echad michav talit. The chala is 1/24. Can I read a pair of chala? Okay? So kaba havin. Tindy. So the challah was 8 beitzim, right? 1/24 of the total of the 207 was another 8 beitzim. Shema echad michav dalet the kuf tzadik beitz, because the amount should have been 192. 192. A third, a 24th of 192 is 8. The low talk bechalosin by. And here the ma'aseh comes out to more than half a bay. If you add that, someone says no. I see the odos to Rebbe. She sheer a matzer the chob beis beitzim shall be boris echos mimem the bay. For every 2 beitzim mitborim, he had to add an extra 40th. Kin Omer, the Havil Pei Beitzim, Beit. For an 80 Beitzim, comes out to be 1 Beit. Right? The Kuf Samach Beis Beitzim. For 160, 2. Lamem Sayan, I'll serve the extra 47. Yosim Echatze Beit. An extra half a Beit. Mora says, Yehachi Tvei Havilu. That's the case. There had to be more than 217 bayin in this saw, plus the challah, plus the extra 20ths per bayin. Mishani, given to Lohavi bayin, since the extra is a fraction of an egg, it's not a full egg more, lo choshivlei, kach shamati b'loshen echad, v'kacheli b'gavo. This Rashi said is how I heard one explanation. And have a kasha, the dike is for shopper, tvebi beitzav. If you really make the cheshbon properly, you're going to end up with not a fraction, you're going to end up with more than a bay. Shari beva'odos, shomem tzayim beitzim, shalom chashavta. You didn't figure in the extra 47 beitzim. Yesh yosu michatzi beitim. There's more than half a beitim. Well, the chalosim shall tov ba beitim shall lo chashavta, and the chala of the extra 15 beitzim that you didn't take into cheshbon, yesh yosu michatzi beitim. There's also more than a half. The gamla mala betosefes shiforis arishalmis nisharu beis chumshin shall be talked about it. In the original cheshbon, we rounded off, right, to the two-fifths that should have been added. Uvelah shenacher shamati, so I said another pshat, el aisi va'odos sherebi shavelayu, betal chalosan mehocha. After you add the va'odos, then you subtract the challah. In other words, they brought him not a saw plus the challah plus the va'odos. They brought him a saw plus the challah and the odes of that total. The chipar chino, most of the shem adi, when it says lechora, that's only 207, right? I see the odes to Rebbe, achas michav lechol beya. Now it's only 1/20 of a beya, not 1/40, like the first lashon of the Rashi said. Shavi alayu. The Avila Masan Yud comes out 1/20 of 200 is 10. Avi Masan is perfect. So if you have to add 10 bayin to 207, you get exactly the 217 that Rebbe was talking. If you make the cheshbon, right, that the chala is the chala on the 207 plus the what's it called, the odios. First you add the otios, and then the chal. One says, Yohachi tfeinu, ba'odos rebi yachamichot l'chobeya, mizayin beitzim, v'gam beis chushvin shalom didakno. So if you're going to add the seven beitzim that we didn't make the cheshbon for, right, we made it 200 and added 10. There's another 7. So there's a 20th of 7 to add, plus the 2/5 that we rounded off between the Midbaris and the Yerushalmis. Shalodik Dakno Bahen, Mashani Kivan Tulhavi Beya Lokoshibli. That still will come out to be only a fraction of a Beya, therefore we don't count it. Okay, next. Tana Rabban. Saw Yerushalmis, Yisera Midbaris Tus. A saw Yerushalmis is a sixth more than a Midbaris. Vishal Tsiporis, Yisera Yerushalmi Shtos. We already explained this. And the Tsiporis is an extra sixth milavar of the Yerushalmi. Nimtze Shal Tsiporis, Yisera Midbaris Shlish. That comes out that the Tsiporis is a third bigger than the Midbaris. Where is a Shlish Tamad? What kind of third? How about the words? Does that work out? Doesn't come out to be a third bigger than the Midbaris. Which third? A third of the Midbaris bigger? A third of the Tsiporis bigger? A third of the Yerushalmis bigger? It's a third more than the original one. A third of what? Dama, Elam Ashlish the Midbaris. It's a third of the Midbaris more than what's it called, than the Midbaris. So what it means is that you add a third more to the Midbaris. The Midbaris was 144 beitzim. A third of 144 is 40. A third of a 3 into 4 is what's it called? 144. 3 into 14 is 4, and 24 is 8. So it's what did we say? 38. 38 beitzim more. If you add 38, what? 48? Can't be 48. A third of 144. 3 into 14 is 4. 48, right. If you add 48 to 144, right, michti, shlish to mitbaris kama afin, arba v'timni, 48, because it's easier. The hilu otva, shisin utlas. If you add it to the original 144, right, so you'll get 63. Okay? That's 163. How could that be? Oh, no. The addition. The Shalchi Porish is Shalish Shalish Tus, the Shalish Shalish Mavar. Tilsa, the Kuf Mem Dalit, Avin and Ches. A third of 144 is 48. So how is that going to become to 63? Ah, no. It's only going to be 48. But the Maisa, how many eggs, the Maisa, is a Tziporis, more than a Mikboris. A Tziporis is, what's it called, is 207. Right? Right, that's what we said. 207. And a Mikboris is 144. How much is the difference between them? 68. Not 48. So it can't be that a Tziporis is bigger than a Midbaris, a third of a Midbaris, because that's true. It's not 48, it's 63. The Ela Shlish Yerushalmis, Elamai, it means that it's a third bigger, a third Yerushalmi bigger than a Midbari. If you take a third of the Yerushalmi, that will be the amount that a Tzipori is bigger than a Midbari. Now let's see if that works out. Shlish di dakamali. How much is a shlish of Yerushalmi? Chamish in vitim. 52. Because there are 58 times 3 is 174 minus a third. Right. Because really, it's 173 beitzim in a Yerushalmi, right? A 173, less a fifth. 172 and 4/5. Okay? So, a third of that is 58. Okay? A little bit less. But we're now rounding it off. 58, less a third. 57 and 2/3. Okay? The Ilu Otva, she's in class. And it still doesn't work out. That's only 57 and 2/3. How much is actually a Tzipori bigger than a Midbari? Right? 63 more. So we're still, 63 is the 144 till the 207 is 63. That's how many Beitzim is more a Midbari than a Tzipori, more than a Midbari. So that's not a third of Yerushalmi. It's not, what's it called, 63. It's only 57 and 2/3. So still, that can't be the shear. Ela the Tzipori. Ela might mean, if you take a third of the Tzipori, yeah, that's the amount that it's extra over a Midbari. Right? Shlish tidakamade, shiva nechechad. Right? 69. Because 207. A third of 207 is 69. Right? The Ilu Otva, Samech Gimel. And the amount that a Tzipori is more than a Midbari is only 63. So it's too much. Elo, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Achikomer. Ninchit Sosh of Tzipori. Yesera al Midbaris Korov Lishlif Shelah. It's close. 69, 63. It's close enough. For me, it would be close enough for the other ones, in any case. But it's close enough. 69, 63. Ushli shalah karov lemechza demidboris. And a third of its own is almost half of a midboris. Okay? Because it's 69. And that's almost half of 144. It's close. Maskif loravina midi karov tani. Doesn't say close. It says that's what it is. It has to be a lot closer than that. Right? This is not rounding it off. This is too far away. El Amar Avina Hachikomer. Nimse Shlish of Tzipori Bivahodios Shorebi. The Shlish of the Tzipori. Adding on the extra 1/20 per egg that Rebbe said, okay? So now you have basically 207 eggs in a tzipori, okay? Add on a 20th per egg, so you have 10 extra eggs, plus, that's 217, plus a little bit more for the 20th of the 7, right? 10 for the 200, a 20th of the 7. So now you have 217 plus. Okay? So the Nim says, Shlish of Tzipori, Viva the Osho Rebbe, Yisera HaMechza Shom Miporish Shlish. It's more than a half of a Miporish, a half of a Miporish is 72. Okay? 72. So a third of the 217 will be how much? 70 plus, 217 is 7, and a third of 7 is 2. Right? 2/3. What? 70, what do we have? 217. So that's 7, and 73, right? And the other one is what's it called? Is 72. So that's close enough. Okay? So it's one, what's it called? It's going to be an extra third of the beya onto it because we have to take off the approximations we made before. Shirashi. Karov. The shlish tida samach tes, v'ot for samach gimel. Right? The shlish is 69, and the extra is 63. It's close. Mar says, not true. It's not, that's not close enough. Shlish tida, do samach tes, korofu and mechza mitboris, do ayin beis. The shlish of the tzipori, which is 69, is close to half of the mitbori, which is 72. Well, he says, that's not also close enough. Bevodas the Rebbe. So no, you have to add to the 207 an extra 10 plus. Ki misharisla, bevodas, the hashtich bo Rebbe, the shir bo masa mishikser, Rebbe came out with 217 rather than 207. Vavi shlish tidu ayin beit. The third of the 217 will be 72 and a third. The Yisera Mechza, the Miboris, Shlish Beya. It's more, a third of a Beya more than a half of a Miboris, which is 72. The Mechza Miboris, Ayin Beis. Then it works out. With the Odios of Rebbe, the Shear of the Sot Tziporis is 217 Beitzim, which a third of that is one third of a Beya more than half of a Miboris.